This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Martial law that has been announced, the global carbon tax announcements, and a bunch of key intel on China and the meeting with the puppet president yesterday. It's all coming up next segment. Owen Schroyer's coming up as well. I've just got so much. I've got a bunch of Rittenhouse news. I've got a bunch of martial law garbage they're trying to push. But first, here's a key report on the race war they're trying to stoke.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We've learned that critical race theory is now endemic through America's Fortune 100 companies. I have documents from now more than 33 companies where they're training their employees in intersectionality, telling white employees that they're actually internalized white supremacists, and then telling employees of color, racial minorities, that they suffer from internalized racial inferiority, that they're filled with self-loathing and rage and hatred, that they're incapable of seizing opportunity. It's really an all-around bad deal for everyone. The only people it's good for are the executives. They get to get a pat on the back. They get to be lauded in the media for being pioneers of social justice, while they're denigrating their hourly wage employees as white supremacists and hapless human beings. It's a scandal, and they have to stop.
Jeff Zucker wrote this, or the CEO, his boss at AT&T, that says, quote, white people are the problem. Re-educate them in re-education programs. Being white genetically is evil. So these are the folks telling you that they're protecting you from white supremacists when they're just trying to brand any opposition to foreign corporations, looting the country, devaluing the dollar, locking us in our houses, starving the third world to death. Well, if that's white supremacist, that's what I see as supremacist. It's not white supremacist. It's a bunch of megacorporations engaging in depopulation.
Why did President Biden suggest that Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Kenosha is a white supremacist?
So, Peter, what I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments. What I can reiterate for you is the president's view that we shouldn't have, broadly speaking, vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault weapons. We shouldn't have opportunists corrupting peaceful protests by rioting and burning down the communities they claim to represent anywhere in the country. As you know, closing arguments in this particular case, which I'm not speaking to, I'm just making broad comments about his own view. There's an ongoing trial. We're awaiting a verdict. Beyond that, I'm not going to speak to any individuals or this case.
But the president has spoken to it already. And his mom now, Kyle Rittenhouse's mom, came out saying that the president defamed her son. And she claims that when the president suggested her son's white supremacist, he was doing that to win votes. Is that what happened?
I just have nothing more to speak to an ongoing case.
Tucker Carlson is releasing his big blockbuster movie on Monday. While the kids have been calling for a sequel to Dune, Tucker thought they said loon, as in crazy as a loon.
As in crazy and a loon. Oh, you're going to call us conspiracy theorist and crazy and white supremacist. No facts, no evidence, no proof, just lunatics, conspiracy theorist, white supremacist.
I've got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go.
We're not the board.
I mean, we're
just
the board.
We didn't get to over 2.
Yeah, I'm bringing my soldiers with me next time.
But Jim Acosta, again, is the mouth of AT&T, the mouth of one of the most evil corporations out there that seeks to divide us while they engage in all their different crimes. That's the owners of CNN. So here's Jim Acosta, while AT&T is funding Black Lives Matter, racial division, whites are inherently bad, CRT, hardcore curriculum, to their own employees, saying Tucker's insane, none of this exists, and there's no establishment move to divide America. There's no establishment move to declare the American people as terrorists. That's in the official executive order signed in June by the puppet president. You got to stop being naive, ladies and gentlemen. We've all been there. You got to admit how much trouble we're in. We got to recognize who our enemies are and stop listening to them. Stop even debating.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live now into hour number two on this Tuesday, November 16th. Transmission that so many powerful corrupt forces are working around the clock to silence. But thanks to you and your word of mouth, your prayer, and your visiting InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us and getting great products. At the same time, InfoWars is quite frankly stronger than we've ever been in many ways. The people pay more attention now. They know we're not making stuff up. They understand we're under attack. And it's just a real blessing and an honor to be here. So I thank the listeners for keeping us on the air. And of course, I thank the big guy upstairs for putting us in this position, because it's all God, but God is working through you. And so I salute you and I thank you. Okay, we knew this day was coming. We knew it was going to happen because we had Operation Lockstep and we had SPARS 2023, 2025, and we had all their different in-game documents. And we knew that they were going to have a viral scare for Disease X. The UN said this 3 years ago. The Rockefeller Foundation said it 12 years ago. That they would bring out the virus, it would scare everybody, they would train everybody to be locked down. They'd bring out a vaccine passport that would then be tied to a global travel passport and an internal passport that would have a carbon tax attached to it. That was in the documents 12 years ago. Right around that same time, China started developing its social credit score, and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that now redirects InfoWars. At the time, we're the first to report on all of this. And that's not, again, us up here saying, oh, aren't we special? No, it's saying, we've done the research, we've been the tip of the spear. That's why the enemy is so upset. That's why they want us off air. I mean, can you imagine them panicking 3 years ago when I was finally banned on Twitter, 6 months after I was banned everywhere else, and there were videos of millions of views saying, I believe they're about to release a deadly virus to create fear and then have lockdowns and bring in a global ID out of the system. Here's the documents. What do you think they thought when they saw that? They said, get him off now. Shut him up. How the hell does he know all this? Well, you guys brag about it. Now, we've moved into a whole new area in the last 20-something months of this rollout of fear. And now what they're doing is they are saying that we need lockdowns permanently all the time. And we're going to give you a great opportunity to be allowed out of your house sometimes. Now, you heard what I just did right there. I mean, if you walk to a used car lot where you thought they might be scammers, you don't know this is good guys, you just want to get a good deal, you just want to be able to check the cars, you don't want to be lied to, and a guy comes over with a, you know, child molester mustache or whatever, wearing a tropical shirt, and starts obviously giving you a bunch of flim-flam, you're going to walk off the lot. And you'd expect him, if he was a politician or somebody like Fauci, to say something like this. hey, we're going to save the earth. It's really wonderful. We're going to give you an opportunity to sometimes be able to leave your house and maybe even travel sometimes. If you're really good and behave yourself the right way and go along with our agenda, you'll have a little bit of freedom. I mean, that on its face is gaslighting to the next level, because it's actually Stockholm syndrome-ing people, where an authority figure is telling you obviously something horrible, but you've been trained to just be delusional and accept it because you don't want to admit something bad's happening to you. It's why statistically women are 10, 20, 30 times, depending on the study, more likely to get in a van with a man that pulls up and pulls out a knife or a gun and says, get in. Most men will just run or fight because they know it's scarier to get in that van. It's not because the men have a bunch of courage. It's because they're not naive genetically. Men are more programmed to fight and actually look through the options. Women are programmed by their genetics on average to try to get along with everybody and try to, you know, make people ease back a little bit. So, okay, sir, don't hurt me. Everything's okay. And then she ends up, you know, in a basement torture for 2 weeks before she's killed. And that's what Stockholm syndrome is, ladies and gentlemen. They get you to induct yourself into it. Again, women and children are way more likely to go into Stockholm syndrome. And maybe that's a survival attribute. Maybe it's best sometimes. I mean, that's why the Romans and every other ancient empire, when they would take over an area, would kill men above the age of 10 or 11. And they would keep the women and girls, because the women and girls would self-enforce on each other and just instantly convert within a few days to make their children survive. I mean, even if a woman just saw her husband of 20 years cut up and tortured to death, she's going to give those Roman centurions the best blowjob of their life that evening so that they don't kill her children. I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but this is where real men need to come in and go, hey, women, you're under Stockholm syndrome. Stop wearing the mask. Stop going along with your captors. This is BS. You see, there's good men that are sheepdogs that want to protect people and build civilization, and there's oppressors and bad men that want to dominate and enslave you. Now, the Romans didn't do that to their own people, on average. They just did it to groups they saw as beneath them, that they could conquer. That was the survival of the fittest rule. That's what they saw in nature. The globalists go way further than Romans or the Aztecs or anybody else that did similar things. They don't even want any strong people, period, because they don't even want any fellow humans out there. They want to make the whole species like dumb animals so they can have their way with us and toy around with us and use us for body parts. So that's where the whole world is. That's where all of this is right now. And you can be a chump, and you can be a schmuck, and you can be a mark, and you can be a sucker, and you can be a fool, and you can be delusional, and you can lie to yourself all day long as you want. But bowing down to this is how you get hurt real bad and end up with nothing and dead. This is real evil, the worst the world's ever seen, and people better snap out of their trance and get that or it's over. So what am I getting at here? Here's headlines. We've got video of this. Austrian police randomly check the vaccination status of shoppers after lockdown of unvaccinated. Not allowed outside your house if you haven't had the shots. We always knew that's where it was going. It's now happening in Australia. It's now happening in Spain. And now the UK just announced the same thing. Boris Johnson's like, you're not going to be too comfortable if you don't just keep taking the boosters. A couple months ago, we're not going to have vaccine passports. Now, actually, you got to take more shots. You're going to have it and then some. Now, we knew where this was going, didn't we? Are you ready for the climate lockdowns? Remember that back in February. All over the leftist media, London Guardian, you name it. Climate lockdowns would be so good for the earth. Should the climate movement embrace sabotage? Another headline. The New Yorker. Yeah, blow stuff up. Yeah. Shut off pipelines. And now here it is. India is announcing climate lockdowns. What government doesn't want the power to tell you when you can be on the street and when you can't? The Indians didn't want to accept a national ID card? Well, guess what? As soon as they did, now you're under martial law. Because governments want that power to snap their fingers and walk out and have their motorcades drive wherever they want or do whatever they want. They want that power. Lockdown to combat air pollution. New Delhi prepares to ban non-essential travel and close offices due to toxic smog, even though India torpedoed COP26 coal deal. But don't worry, India and China aren't going to follow it. Mexico isn't, but we are. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, climate crisis will reshape finance. They'll only give money to themselves. World needs equivalent of pandemic lockdown. Forbes. Technocrats want mandatory carbon credit cards to control every facet of your life. InfoWars back in September, now officially announced. And it goes on and on. Oh, cut down trees, says CNN. Oh, but meanwhile, this is in Reuters today. China rebuffs UK criticism over coal move after climate summit. China rebuffs UK criticism over coal move after climate summit. Oh, yeah, they're not going to do cut anything. Only we are. And then Xi Jinping gave old crazy man, old Skeletor, a spanking yesterday. And their virtual summit, we'll tell you about that when we come back. Then the whole Rittenhouse situation and so much more. This is the tip of the spear. This is the battle for human destiny. This is InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Working with client politicians in different nation states are establishing a planetary one world government based on the leading cutting edge or the tip of the spear going into our body politic being the COVID-19 hysteria. The basis of it is then the COVID-19 vaccine passport, and upon that the global carbon tax, the travel pass, the social credit score, all rolled into one. That's official from them. I mean, Klaus Schwab 6 years ago was on National French TV and said all that in an hour-long interview. We played large excerpts. We're going to bring in the world ID using a scarab of virus. You're going to have a microchip in you after you have a smartphone pass for a few years. We're going to control everything you do. We're going to take your body over with nanobots. And then other members of the Davos Group, top ones, we played clips on national Israeli TV, on national German TV, just saying, we are taking you over. We're going to put nanobots in all the food. They're going to migrate to your brain, and you're just going to be forced to merge with us. And then the USDA announced last week, 2 weeks after the Davos Group announced, governments will now put nanobots in your food for your safety. And then the USDA said, we're going to put nanobots in your food. And you're like, I mean, first it's we're going to give you an experimental shot that gives you blood clots. Then they're going to, oh, we're going to add a heart attack drug to it for children. Oh, now we're just going to put nanobots in your food. So that's the thing. This is a lawless giant attack. And while Senator Paul and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and a few of the half-decent people we got are still discussing the Wuhan lab and how Fauci lied and all this stuff and discussing how Russiagate, how they're not Russian agents, which we already know. Well, they're talking about last year's news, 5 years ago's news. The New World Order is just racing over all of us in a blitzkrieg attack. And it's my job before they cut off all the communications after a staged cyber attack or a real war they're about to start, to get as many people as informed so they know what's going on. It's kind of like you're out in the ocean, you get in a riptide, you feel it sucking you under, get a breath, and then don't fight it once it pulls you under. Statistically, it's going to pop you back out in 30 seconds, a minute or two. Just hold your breath, relax, don't fight. You're going to pop right back out. But I'm not saying don't fight them physically. They do this. It's an analogy. So you're just like, oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to fight this. Okay, oh, that popped me out in 5 seconds. That wasn't too bad. Those people that flail around in it, that you know, panic and get the water down their throat. Now, I'm just here telling everybody, get your deep breath. Get your deep breath. Get your deep breath. I mean, they may launch a nuclear attack and say that the Russians did it. I mean, they want us dead. They want us out of the way. They've made the decision. And the fact that they rolled ahead with this bio attack means they could do anything. And that's really why the senators aren't fighting them. The senators have got their emergency exit plans during martial law. They've got their underground base cards. And, of course, once they get them in those bases, they're going to kill them all, the whole COG system. So this is just the end of everything. And so everybody else can rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic, and everybody else can, you know, pretend like, oh, the liberals are just out of control. Or no. This is unified, planetary, world government, cutting off the food supply, destroying the currencies, murdering the third world, and who survives, flooding us to collapse the first world, with the globalists posing as saviors at each leg of the attack that they launch. And that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. So just get ready for it. I mean, I've tried to stop this. I tried to back this off. And I think there could be still a miracle that we could get leadership that could stand up and speak out and address the New World Order and address the globalists and have an open discussion about this. But, oh, the New York Times might say something bad about a senator if they talk about Great Reset and New World Order, because only Klaus Schwab and Henry Kissinger and people are allowed to tell us about the world government. Only Prince Charles can say we're going to have a world government and a military operation to put the planet under martial law and depopulate people. They're only allowed up on mountaintops like James Bond villains to say it. But the New York Times tells you you're not allowed to talk about it. Soros can pose for NBC News and the Associated Press saying he takes State Department money and gives thousands of dollars to illegal aliens invading out of the Middle East and Africa into Europe. And the same thing, funding people to come to the Central America and come into North America. But if Lou Dobbs has on judicial watch showing the documents, well, he gets threatened with being fired. You're not allowed to talk about that. It's the same thing. Like, we're not allowed to talk about Klaus Schwab announcing they're going to microchip us and we'll own nothing and we'll have nothing and a one-world religion and how pedophilia is going to be legalized. That's all what they're saying. But we're just supposed to sit here and pretend that's not going on so I can tune in and hear Senator Johnson going, a lot of people are having heart attacks and dying. I wish Joe Biden and people would have a soul and a heart and realize there's really bad side effects. Why don't you care? Well, because Senator Johnson, they were put in there because they like it, buddy boy. They're in on it, you see. You see how that works? This is a plan all over the world, systematic, being rolled out. And we've got Tucker Carlson eating around the edges, starting to go there. And we have General Flynn hitting the nail on the head. And we've got Alex Jones. And we got a few other people that are prominent that are letting everybody know we're in a war. James O'Keefe is exposing the COVID takeover, and that's when they came after him right away. It's not over that diary. It's to stop those Pfizer investigations. And you can bet your life on that. So people tell me, like I've said, oh, man, you got a lot of courage. Fight these people. I've got courage. Like in those movies where they get trapped in a room and the water's coming in and I'm trying to figure out a getaway out. I've got courage trying to get out of this. The way we get out of this is admitting it and waking up to it and getting together and having some will, some survival instinct. I'm going to explain this again. I don't have any courage. What I have is survival instinct. Okay? That's what you need. Just like General Flynn says, courage is a decision. Well, yeah, deciding that you're going to survive. And that means surviving my family. That means my culture. That means humanity. People come and go. Humanity's forever if we make it so. And so I am 100% ready to die, go to prison, whatever it takes to stand up for my family. And that means the human family. And that's why you see Robert Kennedy Jr. saying, this really comes down to being ready to give our lives up against this tyranny. We've got real tyranny. I mean, and he didn't used to talk like that, but this is the place we are. This is where they've taken us. This is what we're living. I mean, they're killing millions of people with this shot right now. We're watching them. This isn't a movie where some evil government does it. This is the real world, folks. You're living in the depopulation operation. Bill Gates and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and Ted Turner and Oprah Winfrey and all them and Klaus Schwab didn't meet all these years at depopulation summits talking about how they wanted to kill you and your family because they were just doing that for no reason. They've been plotting and planning this, and now they've announced climate lockdowns. Oh, I didn't get to China and Biden. We'll do that when we come back.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says, no, 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 no. stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But with mine, do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like I'm in the twilight.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this November 16th Tuesday transmission. We have a very special guest. He's an inventor and scientist and started multiple billion-dollar companies. Steve Kirsch has really been leading the fight, exposing the fraud of the COVID shots, and now he's got evidence that, well, I've got the articles right here, it's out of the British News, over 60 times increase in pro sports adverse events since vaccines rolled out. And we're also going to be looking at the fact that he says he has proof that indeed Governor Newsom did get Guillain-Barré from the injection and that there's photographic and video evidence. And I've actually looked at it. It's clear. So that's coming up. He'll be popping in next hour. Ellen Schroer will be co-hosting with me. And we're going to talk about the war on liberty and just how serious it is and what's coming next in the fourth hour. And then, like I said, I was going to have Tim Pool on today. He's going to be on Thursday instead. And Mike Cernovich is going to be here Thursday. It's in Wednesday. And a lot more this week. And tonight, I'm going to leave it as a surprise, but there'll be some other interesting podcasters that we're going to be co-hosting with here in Austin. Just look for that. It'll be linked up on Infowars.com by 7 o'clock Central this evening. That should be informative. That's definitely why the old dinosaur media is so jealous and trying to take us off the air. They just can't stand the fact that we were supposed to be the example of a populace being crushed and destroyed. And instead, in many ways, we've just gotten stronger thanks to God's good graces and people spreading the word. Now, let's talk about Biden's two-plus-hour-long summit with Xi Jinping, the declared dictator of communist China, built up and empowered in one-way trade deals in the last, really, 60 years, but it's accelerated in the last 30 years by the United States. So there is Xi Jinping. And I love how they set up the camera shots where Biden's got the communist Chinese flag beside him. That's just perfect, isn't it? You've got Xi with the American flag over behind him. What a joke. But you know what the big takeaway from this is? There's a lot of takeaways, but one of them is a total puppet and runs absolutely nothing and is a front man and a pedophile and has a degenerate, evil family and sold the country out to Russia and China. And the other one is the actual dictator for life of the most populous country in the world and even runs the Global Social Credit Score program and got his Chinese government-run QR code program adopted by the UN and adopted by the Davos Group, rolled out worldwide 1 month ago, and the UK and Canada and Australia are adopting it. While Australia shoots its mouth off about how, oh, they're at war with China and they're going to stand up to China. Yeah, right. They're totally in bed with it. And so Xi made a bunch of threats, a bunch of red line statements about war. Biden groveled. Just pathetic. Biden's only good at groping children and, you know, calling the FBI and SWAT teams on moms that don't like pedophile drag queen story time. Or a man in a dress raping a little girl in the bathroom. Oh, by the way, remember Obama said that was all fake? I'm going to get to that next segment. Obama said nobody, and the New York Times said nobody raped a girl in Loudoun County. Certainly a man didn't. They said, and now they're saying a woman with a penis raped her. Yeah, seriously, that's all just gaslighting by this cult. Oh, what do you hate, women with ding-dongs? Give me a break. This is about, I don't hate anybody for what they look like or who they are, but I do hate people for their deeds. So I don't care if it be a woman with a steel bar or a man with a penis. You don't rape women. And now it's all confirmed. Pled guilty. Pled guilty to raping her, going in a unisex bathroom and raping her anally and vaginally. And now you know why daddy was mad. When the school denied it even happened, when it turns out in their internal emails, they knew and made the decision a week before to cover it up. He shows up going, you maniacs, you raped my daughter. They go, first off, sir, he's a girl. Second off, arrest him. And Obama goes out and got the video and says, oh, it's culture war. That didn't happen. And the New York Times is like, yeah. So I'm the devil for questioning a mass shooting and every other big event because most of them are fake. Or provocateur, Jesse Smollett, WMDs in Iraq, babies in incubators, make it go on for hours, Gulf of Tonkin, the Roe v. Wade baby who never died. But I'm the devil, I gotta be taken off here, I did all this, blah, 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 blah. But oh, the New York Times can say, oh, no, the father just made it up. Got the articles right here. Hell, I just said we should investigate these mass shootings and these events. And it turns out the police stood down in Florida at the Parkland shooting. And I got real students on that said that kid was running around for years saying he's going to shoot everybody. And they did nothing. And he was part of this minority program where you're allowed to commit crimes and never go to jail. Remember that? So CNN said I had actors on. They weren't students at the school. They were real. So CNN says real kids are actors. And then they say that I'm saying kids are actors. But I didn't say that about Parkland. And David Hogg runs around saying that. The people from the Aurora shooting say that I said nobody was killed there. They go around the news saying, I never said that. I said the guy's dad ran a mind control project, headed it up, the man-human brain interface for NASA, super secret, and that he told people, the Denver Post reported, he was under mind control. I don't know if he really was or not. I know the Unabomber was under CIA mind control. That's admitted. The LA Times, did you even know that? But that's how this works. Every time there's a mass shooting, oh, Jones denied it. Nope, no, I didn't. So that's the way this craziness works. But here is, I said I'll do it next segment, but I'm already getting to it. Let's get back to Xi Jinping. So Biden's respectful 3.5 hour, I'm sorry, I said 2-plus hour, virtual summit with Xi focuses on managing strategic risk like Taiwan. And then Xi made a bunch of threats about using military action if the U.S. tried to defend Taiwan or if our ships go through the waters, which they're now claiming the entire South China Sea all the way down to Vietnam and Indonesia. Wow. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping threatens Biden during meeting. Biden fails to make any breakthroughs because he's a puppet. I mean, look at that photo. Tells you everything you need to know. And notice, whether it's the New York Times or CBS News, they all cropped it to not show an American flag. Now, we look at that and go, look what a commie he is. Look what a traitor he is. But you know that every photo is him with just that flag. And why do they do that? Because they're now going to get ready to get rid of him. He's served his usefulness. Now they're like, oh, we got to have Kamala and Buttigieg. Hey, Buttigieg had a baby. His husband laid in the hospital bed, thought you were so dumb, they put on hospital scrubs and lay in a bed. Look, we had a baby. All part of the brainwashing. It's some kid they got from somebody else. Oh, here we are with our multi-month-old baby. We just had it. You know, men have babies. All about the gaslighting, all about the mind control, all about the control. Oh, it's okay if Biden steps down because Buttigieg is gay. Oh, my gosh. But does he have that on his resume? Oh, my gosh. I mean, can I be vice president? I tell you what, I'm gay too, folks. I need to be vice president now. You know, again, like Tim Cook used to run death camps, worst in the world, on record, worst factories in the world, suicide nets, forced abortion, 16, 18-hour work days. Forced drugging of the slaves, people living in container. But it's all right. Tim Cook is what? What's the answer? G-A-Y. And he wears a black turtleneck. Woo! By the way, we put up joke memes on the screen. We'll probably have a fact check. Say, Jones claimed Buttigieg's baby was a grand dragon. It's called a joke. I mean, hell, the Democrats support selling baby body parts. Maybe Buttigieg will chop his baby up and sell the parts. I hope he does it, but I mean, as long as he keeps the baby comfortable, it's okay, like Governor of Virginia said, right? I mean, after all, babies aren't human, right?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why Seth savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Deception that we've been witnessing with the Rittenhouse trial. The lies, the attempts to get witnesses to engage in perjury, all of it has come out. All of it has been on display of what a George Soros-funded worm will do. But just imagine if you had judges cut from the same piece of rotten cloth that this prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case is. You would have what's happening to me in Texas and in Connecticut. Total, complete lies. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this now, but I read the ruling last night by the Connecticut judge. Says we gave them no bank records, that they weren't real. Just, really? I'm lying, huh? You didn't prove that. It's not true. It's incredible. Says we wouldn't give them Google Analytics. I'm going to talk about it, but let me explain something. Google Analytics is like Google, but the back end of it. We never even use it. I mean, we barely ever even looked at it back when we had Google AdSense on stuff. But we did go look up when they said, how much money did you make off Sandy Hook? We found the articles is 300 and something bucks when we had Google Ads on the site. We're like, okay, 300 bucks. That's not true. Your whole empire's built on it. The news said it. We're like, okay, I guess access to the Google password? Well, the contract with Google says you can't do that. No, we don't want that. Why don't you pay Google $300,000 for a license to give us full access to Google Analytics? Because we never had that. We had the free version. We're like, no. Okay, you're defaulted. I mean, that's what goes on with these people. And, I mean, imagine it's some maniac judge, can't find her. You know what, with both hands probably. Just, I mean, I can't tell if they're like super evil or super dumb or probably both. But I'm going to stop ranting about this. Owen's here, going to be here in the fourth hour. We're going to get a whole bunch of stuff, not just that. But Owen Schroyer was defaulted in Texas by this same judge that tried to block the Texas abortion law and all the rest of it, even though she had no standing to do it. She's been overturned by the Supreme Court a bunch in the state. Owen never got subpoenaed, never got deposed, never got contacted. He's a separate suit, but added to this. And they defaulted him. Imagine, you never get a subpoena, never get a contact, and then they just default you. That's total judicial misconduct. It's judicial crimes, in my view. And they just think it's funny. The newspapers think it's funny. It's all funny. It's like that AP article 3 years ago saying, Jones just lost a lawsuit for the book he wrote, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. We call up AP, they go, sue us. Have a law firm send them a letter, they go, go ahead. We're like, we didn't write the book, we're not in the book. Doesn't matter, because they ran it everywhere that I lost. That's why people walk up to me on the street, happened right in front of my security guys a few months ago in Florida, and say, I hate your guts, you murdered those children. I go, what children? You know the ones in Connecticut. You support killing them. Nobody knows Adam Lanza's name. It's all me. That's mind control. And sure, those people really don't count. They're like zombies to believe it. But those are the folks taking the shots. Those are the ones buying in the propaganda. Those are the ones that, you know, don't support free speech or your Second Amendment or anything. And so, I mean, I've not just talked to my law firms. I've talked to a bunch of big ones nationwide. And they go, yeah, we've never seen that. We've never seen people be sued when you didn't say their names in Texas. And the Texas Supreme Court said, yeah, we don't care. The law says you got to say the names. The suit goes forward. Because the Republican establishment wants to get me, folks. It's not just the Democrats. The Republicans just want a pendulum to swing and they get back in. They don't want Donald Trump type Republicans or Rand Paul types that are the populist movement. They, and I'm not saying the whole Supreme Court, but that's what's going on. They're just a bunch of political operatives, on average, who want to stay safe. Well, you don't stay safe when the whole country's being taken over and things are falling apart with this. But that's why we've been maneuvered into this position. And I've got the clips coming up in the fourth hour on MSNBC, you name it, London Independent, you name it, saying we are going to now shut down Fox News and Newsmax and OAN using the precedent we're going to set in the Alex Jones case. Because no matter what you give the judges, they're going to say default, and then you don't get a jury trial on whether you're guilty or not. You get a jury trial on how much money you owe. So this is their plan, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times can get up there and say the father's lying. Nobody touched his daughter. It's made up, even though they knew there was an arrest and all the rest of it, and then he reportedly raped somebody else in another school. Now it's all confirmed. He's pled guilty. Pled to it. They can come out knowingly and lie. That's clear defamation right there. But still, what's the damages? But see, the courts will know, oh, that's the New York Times. Oh, there they can premeditatedly do that. But Alex Jones questions public events, well, that's not allowed because he's not the New York Times. So here's some more examples of this. MSNBC airs Rittenhouse prosecution closing arguments, but not the defense. And Google and Twitter and Facebook and others delete accounts showing any of the defense. That was all over the news. YouTube just got rid of the like comments, hid them, because Biden was 99% negative. And Alex Jones was 97% positive. Literally, 97% positive votes all over YouTube, everywhere. 97%. Some videos have 400,000 comments, and it's 97.6% Alex Jones. Biden, it's 99% anti-Biden. They don't like that. They don't like you being able to express reality. It continues. Video. Psaki refuses to answer questions. Why did Biden suggest Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist? Oh, yeah. Rittenhouse jury has begun their deliberations. Here it is. YouTube creator slams company's removal of dislike button as stupid move. Well, it's an authoritarian move. Can't let the average slaves have speech. And, you know, people are calling Bannon a grandstander and stuff because, oh, he could have just pled the fifth. You know, he's got a lot of courage facing years in prison for this fake garbage. And I know he didn't do anything wrong on January 6th. Nobody wanted violence. And I know the left provocateured it. So I think him taking the bull by the horns and getting in the fiery furnace takes a lot of will. And so I've been critical of Bannon on some things and the Roger Stone stuff. But, I mean, he's under attack. His show does a lot of good work. And so, I think that's the strategy, not backing down. You know, on the Sandy Hook thing, a bunch of them reached out to me. It was on the news. They said, just stop saying our children didn't die. That's before they ever sued me. And I said, yeah, I could see how mass shootings happen. I never really made a big, my big thing about it. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. And I said, okay, I'm sorry. I think your children died. Sued me immediately. Sued me immediately. Oh, my God, you admit you lied, you see. And then use that to deplatform me and then run around and say I was still talking about them, even though they have attached themselves to me and are riding on our coattails to promote gun control, that is the gun control groups. And everybody sees that and knows that. So just keep beating the dead horse and keep beating the critical race theory and keep saying we're all white supremacists. Left, just keep doing what you're doing because it's not working. And if those of us up front are willing to take the pain and just be stalwarts and step into the champion boots, we're going to win this fight. But they think we'll just target their leaders so they have no leaders. So we need to support the leaders in the fight against tyranny. And so I would support Roger Stone. I'd support Bannon. I'd support Trump. I'd support us. I'd support, really, InfoWars is the most hardcore and the most hated. Tucker Carlson's great. I would support him as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you about that. We have the new big Get Prepared Now 2021 mega sale is here. We have extended store-wide free shipping. Here, I got the full thing here. We've extended store-wide free shipping. We've extended double Patriot points, but a bunch of the items that were on sale are about to sell out, so they're not on sale anymore. But a bunch of stuff is on sale, like our new Dr. Jones Naturals Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. This is just like the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste before, but they lied on the news and said that it was a COVID cure and all that BS, and they were trying to criminally get me in Letitia James and George Soros. So I said, fine, I'm going to stop selling it. So you stop lying. This has nothing to do with COVID. It doesn't protect you from COVID. It cleans your teeth and makes them healthier and better, and it's all right there. My dad's a dentist. He designed it. It doesn't have any fillers or crap in it. So it's equivalent, really, of like two tubes, in my view. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is high-quality Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste, now available. We also have our activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers and activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils. They're available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get prepared, 2021 Mega Blowout Sale now. And I've got to spend some time on the all-new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. I've got the whole write-up right here, but it's amazing. Stop damaging your teeth with risky whitening products that are full of toxic synthetic garbage. Get the real deal. 100% natural, BPA-free, harsh preservatives-free, harmful sulfates, none of it. And it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back with hour number three.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.